This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The housing news of late has been good, both in the macro sense, the general vibe, and in the specific statistical sense. But hang on just a second, because most of us have to borrow money to buy a house, and the new mortgage regulations in the Dodd-Frank financial reform law might make that a little bit tricky. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
One of the new rules would require lenders to look at whether a loan is affordable and whether the borrower has the resources to repay it. The other spells out when banks have to keep a stake in risky mortgages they're selling to investors.
We see mortgage rules as they're proposed as being problematic.
That's Charlie Dawson. He's a lobbyist with the National Association of Realtors. He says the new regulations could be so strict that banks would shy away from any risk, constricting credit even more.
Only the ultra-safe, pristine mortgages are going to be made.
Elise Cohen is an attorney at the National Consumer Law Center. She says you can't blame the credit crunch on tighter regulations.
We have a credit shortage now because the lack of regulation destroyed the international economy. It was exactly this lack of regulation that caused the foreclosure crisis.
There are voices in the middle of this debate.
There's no doubt about it. The mortgage market is broken.
Susan Wachter is one of them.
And we need rules to put it back together. But ideally, we should have rules that put it back together in a form that worked and worked for decades.
Wachter teaches real estate at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. She says new regulations are needed, but some pre-housing crisis rules should stay, with lower down payments than Dodd-Frank would require and more tolerance for a ding or two on an applicant's credit report. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.